Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Becca. I was just trying to catch you before your lunch.
Is it my lunch?
Your lunch
Okay.
will be soon-ish.
Oh.
But yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. They're limiting, I guess, our not ready time again because of the eight-all volume. So I just wanted to say, A, your stats were awesome last week. You had 98.47 attendance, 100% QA. Your on-call percentage was the highest it's been in ever. It was 72.76%. Your not ready percentage is down under 8%. You didn't take that many calls, but at the same time, there wasn't a lot of volume until this eight-all stuff started. And your average handle time went up a little bit to 4 minutes and 22 seconds. And that's, keep in mind, when I'm doing your AHT, I'm removing the Department of Labor calls from your AHT so that it doesn't go against it,
Okay.
because I know those are ridiculous. But you're doing a great job on the Department of Labor calls. The only thing I would add is if those three questions you asked them, are you getting vacation pay and so forth, they want you to say those separately. They want you to
Oh,
say, are you
okay.
getting sick pay, yes or no, holiday pay, yes or no, vacation pay, yes or no.
Okay.
But other than that, you're doing great. That's the only thing I heard that was out of the ordinary at all.
Okay.
Now the LTL customers, when they call,
Who are they?
the express customers with pro numbers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so just make sure you give them that number so that if they get disconnected, they don't have to call, hold, get transferred again, so
I didn't
forth.
know we could do that 'cause what's her name? I was wondering why we didn't do that. And I guess I have been sneaking and doing it from time to time. But when she was there, she told us don't give them that number, so I just kept not doing it. What's her name? She's gone now.
What number?
The number that we always transfer the express calls to.
I mean, that's silly. Like, if they pull up their own tracking, they can click and get that number. You know what I mean? If they're looking at their LTL tracking, I'll tell them, hey, I'm going to the regular XPO site because I can only track this like you can. And when I pull up your tracking number, I'm clicking the link to the last location to have it. The reason I like to give them the 800 number versus whatever facility currently has their item is because that's going to get them to the facility that's going to eventually be delivering their item. So that 1-800 number and tell them to press 3, that will ensure that they get to the correct location, because once they're there, those agents can pull them up by pro number just like we can do by DMS number. So they can look, see where their stuff is, and I'm sure that they have a hub contact list of all the hubs that these places, you know, these trucks stop at on their way to the final warehouse.
Gotcha.
So that's the only criticism I have on that, is to let them know the number that you're transferring them to in case they get disconnected. Otherwise, awesome. You are still offering additional assistance in branding the call.
I
And then
didn't
the
brand one call earlier because I forgot. This was hilarious to me. I forgot who I was talking to,
Oh my.
and I couldn't remember if it was the coronavirus. And when I got off the phone, I was like, "Thank you for calling," because I really the script wasn't up for either one, and I
If
was
that
like, "Oh my
happens,
God."
I can, you know, if they get you for that one, since it's out of character for you, I can listen to it, and if it sounds like that, if you thank them for calling and then pause, I'll go ahead and dispute that and let them know that your script wasn't popping.
I was like, "Oh my God, how did I do that?
Because if
I
you ever
just
have
didn't see the script."
something happen technical wise, like
Okay.
if 5-9's lagging, something like that, make sure you take note of the time. And if you can, the campaign. That way,
Okay.
when QA comes back with some mess, I can go ahead and
Okay.
dispute it.
Let me ask you one more question. I had the system was down yesterday. Had a ton of callbacks, at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 13 callbacks. After lunch, can I call? I promised those people I'd call them back yesterday, but the system wasn't up.
Well, what's the purpose of the callback? Was it you're talking about eight-all? The Alabama Department of Labor?
No, these were XPO calls.
But DMS was down?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what I could have, because I can't have you off of ready for that long, basically.
Okay.
But the ones that you were following up with, like, was just the issue that the system was not down?
Yeah.
Or was not coming up?
These people, right. It was down. All of us was in there yesterday asking what was going on.
So in that case, you'll just let them know, I'm sorry, we're having system issues. Please give us a call back in a couple of hours. Because with the volume, the way that it's been, I mean, they're telling me I only have 20% not ready time. And it takes me a solid 40 to 50% just to do the minimum that I do. So, yeah.
So the calls are up, huh? I can't see them.
Well, really, it's Adol during the day. And then Fayetteville kills us at night. So
Fayetteville other than that, is from what to what?
Well, Fayetteville's open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., but the call volume hits when they send out the time frame calls, because Fayetteville, we have to clear them for COVID the night prior to their delivery, not when they schedule, like for Marietta Appliances.
Okay.
But there was one call, the Peloton guy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to discuss that, because when you went to search, I would never do first name, last name.
Okay.
I would... Honestly, I think it's better to, since he said that it was a new order, I would have just put it like, you know, April 15th to 12/31/2025, and then just searched his zip code. And then if you hit Control F, then you can be like, okay, what's the name on the order? Search that. You can ask him for the street number, his address, and you can use that information to search the orders that you loaded for that zip code. And so that, A, gives you a better chance of finding the order, and B, it... leaves out room for error on Peloton's end, because a lot of times the people sending us the orders can misspell a name. They'll put it in the wrong order. They'll do all sorts of weird things. So really, if you just search that zip code, but close your dates, narrow out your dates, you should be fine, because Peloton's doing their own scheduling. So I'm sure that he'll get an email. I don't know if you've noticed on Peloton orders that it's like a Peloton rep that sent the order.
Okay.
I have yet to pull up an unscheduled Peloton order for quite a while.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I'm glad you told me that. Okay.
So,
I know about, what's the call of those people? They said they are so backed up, it's ridiculous. IKEA.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Peloton was doing their own. Okay, that's great. That's good news.
Right. So,
okay.
I mean, and that's not, I don't know why they're doing it that way. I know IKEA's reason is because they're going to charge the customer for rescheduling. So I've had a lot of agents messaging me saying that they have an IKEA customer on the line saying that IKEA told them to call us to reschedule, which is crap. They just got told they're going to have to pay this to reschedule, and they're trying to trick us into rescheduling them for free.
They do. I've gotten a lot of those calls, and I send them back. I actually know IKEA's number by heart.
Yeah,
or
it's
by
all
memory.
Eights.
Yeah,
eights,
so
IKEA.
I just go ahead and transfer them over so that they won't, because they're already upset.
Right.
So I just try to do it as a courtesy. I know we don't have to, but I just do it as a courtesy because they're already on fire.
Right. I mean, these people don't understand there's a pandemic and things everywhere.
You know what?
Like our hubs are
understand.
Running skeleton crews.
Exactly.
So, like,
why
that's taking longer to get in.
To that? I don't get
because they didn't get sick, or they don't have a friend that recently died because of it. I happen to have a friend that recently died because of it, and I have a husband who's about to go through chemo, so I'm sensitive to the issue because it affects me directly. These people may not be directly affected by it.
I have had death. I had my godbrother, and then I had 6 family members, and 1 still in the hospital.
See, I had a friend up in St. Louis. She's only a couple of years older than me, got a cough and died 4 days later.
What?
Yeah. She was very large. So, and they say being obese, like morbidly obese, really makes it harder to recover from it because of the pressure it puts on your lungs already. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing because she, when we knew each other back in St. Louis, all she wanted to do was get married and have a house and have the stuff that she wants, get through college, and she finally done all that and just bought the house that she's in or was in about 6 months ago.
No.
Yeah. So,
oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
It sucks, but I'm just using that as an example of why people are being insensitive to it. It's usually because they don't know anybody that's been affected by it.
That's true.
And you've got all this media saying it's a hoax and all this crap and that it's all political, et cetera, et cetera. but it's all fun and games until your child's in the hospital and you can't be in there with them because of COVID. Like when my husband went for surgery, I had to sit in the waiting room, but I wasn't allowed even in his hospital room until they discharged him.
I was going to ask you about that. So he's doing better.
Oh, yeah. We're waiting on pathology results, and they should be getting back to us with, you know, what type of cancer it is and then what type of treatment it will require.
I just don't want it to be any kind.
Well, it's got to be some kind. Like, he's had, this will be his fourth bout. The hope is that it's a teratoma, because if it's a teratoma, they'll just monitor it, because they took the lymph node, too, that the cancer, that the tumor was on. So the only thing that they would have to do is, if it's not a teratoma, is it'll be minimal, but still any kind of chemo, no matter how minimal, is rough. So we're hoping it's a teratoma, but if it's not, they'll know how to treat it, and it should just be minimal, because they got everything out that they could see. So we just have to zap whatever's there microscopically.
He was on my heart one day. I was going to sing him a song and send it to you so you could let him hear it.
He'd be like, what?
He'd
think you were crazy.
Right. I thought about it, though. I was like, I won't do it. But I was. If I think about it again, I probably will. Just tell him it'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. He's
I'm
doing
weird
better.
Like that. That's good. I'm glad.
Last week was
better.
Bad because he was fresh out. But they didn't really send him home with enough pain medication either. They halved his dose and then spread out the time in between doses as soon as he left the hospital. I thought it was ridiculous, but he's working right now. He has to do the Adol stuff too. Yeah. He's been working since last week because he can sit in a chair. I mean, we took 4 days and he was off Monday. He's off Mondays anyway. So his surgery was on Friday. He was working on Tuesday. So it's not like he had to travel anywhere. He was already bored out of his mind. And he just has to sit in a chair. It's not too bad considering the surgery that he had. It's all abdominal, so he just can't lift stuff, but he can sit and type just fine.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess that works for him then. But yeah, I'll tell him I was going to sing him a song. And I wasn't just going to sing anything. I was going to sing him a Christian song. And I do sing professionally, so it wouldn't just been something crazy off the
right.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway, I know you have to get back and monitor everybody else and see it. You're just one of those type of people that you're easy to talk to, so I'll just keep going on and on and on.
Give me just a second. I wanted to talk about the note thing, just to make sure you're clear for Marietta orders or IKEA orders.
I was wondering what you was talking about.
So if you're talking to the consignee or the consignee's wife or whoever is actually accepting the delivery, you would use manual pre-call notes. Otherwise, if you're talking to a rep or if you get a call from, you know, a hub or something like that, that's not the consignee, you'll just use the customer support notes.
Where is that? Is that right there?
That was the regular notes.
Where it says add note?
Hold on, because I'm not looking at your screen. Give me just a second.
Okay.
We can only have so many people.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I had this guy talking
to
my ear.
No, I understand.
And then it was popping up. I was like, oh, God.
And you probably couldn't. The problem with text is you can't hear my tone.
Well, I didn't think you were happy. I didn't think that.
All right. So, see where it says notes? So, you'll just actions add notepad note. Yeah. So,
right
anytime.
There.
Yeah. So, that's what you'll do if it's not the customer, the consignee, or somebody related to the consignee, like their wife or child or something like that. If it's a rep, you'll use the regular notes. If you get an email update on something and you want to add it to that order, you would use the regular notes, stuff like that.
But when you're talking directly to the person.
When you're talking to the person accepting their delivery or their wife, you would use the consignee notes, exactly.
That's that one.
So if you're talking to Jasmine McLean or Mr. McLean or Jasmine McLean's mother, whatever, because, you know, you can search under select, you can put success, completed call, and then you can type in if it was Mr. McLean or whoever that you were actually speaking to. But if it's the person dealing with accepting the delivery, use those notes. Otherwise, they use the plain notes. And once you get trained on Fayetteville, we use the plain notes for everything. So it's a bit easier. And then, yes, just the regular customer support notes. Yes, and you don't have to change anything in that drop-down. The only time you would is say manual pre-call notes weren't working, right? Because every once in a while you'll pull up an order and it just won't load the stuff for manual pre-call. You can click actions. Here, I'll show you. Or yeah, just click actions, add notepad note. And then under the drop down there, under note type, you would just choose manual pre-call at the top there.
Oh, right there.
Right. And I usually put pre-call notes malfunctioning and then enter my notes.
Okay. All right. Got you. Okay.
So
that's only when I'm not talking to someone blood related.
Right. Somebody who's not, basically you'll use it for a rep or any updates from the hub. Otherwise, if you're speaking to somebody regarding receiving the delivery, rescheduling, what have you, you'll use the pre-call notes if it's the consignee or anyone related to the consignee.
Gotcha.
And then they, at this point, you've already been doing this, but they want the customer to tell us all the information. We can't get their name and part of their address and then, you know, be like, and that's in, you know, Portland, Oregon, blah, 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 you know, like you can't do that anymore. They have to tell you the whole address and they have to tell you the email address, which I think I don't personally agree with because I think it's a lot easier to read off whatever's there and ask them if that's correct because it goes faster because I have multiple email addresses, so I wouldn't know exactly which one I'd use. I'd have to probably be like, it's either this one or this one. So just FYI, I mean, Jarvis sent out a message regarding that.
Did he?
Yeah, it's an email, but it should have gone to everyone. But regardless,
according... I haven't been in my emails yet. I've been so focused on...
And then let me look at the updates before I let you go, because I know it's time for your lunch. So... Peloton tread and pickups. We're not doing tread orders. We're not doing pickups. If you get a tread order or a pickup, go ahead and send an email to that hub letting them know that this customer called in to schedule, and they should take care of it from there. Memphis hub, this is kind of, we don't know yet, but this is based on somebody at the Memphis hub telling an agent that they're not open on Mondays and Tuesdays right now. So
why?
I probably due to short staffing, I would imagine.
Oh, and COVID. Okay, gotcha.
Right. So for the time being, if you see a Memphis hub, until we're told otherwise, go ahead and offer, you know, Wednesday through Saturday. If it is a Saturday, offer Thursday through Saturday. Because, again, if they're not there until Wednesday, it's going to be like offering a Tuesday on a Saturday. But because this hub is not operating on Mondays and Tuesdays for the time being, you would offer Thursday if you talk to someone on Saturday to schedule. Let's see. Now, the appliances, you will go ahead and ask the COVID screening questions at the time of the call. And what Jay told me is do not ask about a Holloway for Samsung Costco orders at the time for this time. If they mention it, you can go ahead and add it. But we're not trying to Holloway if we're not having to. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that they can also get completed at a later time once COVID has passed. Some good verbiage to give to customers who don't understand why we won't bring their stuff in is, like, you might get an over-the-range microwave customer. They're not handling over-the-range microwaves right now. They're only doing refrigerators, laundry units, and ranges, you know, like stoves, stuff you need to survive being in your home. So that's the only thing you'll schedule like normal pretty much and then ask those COVID questions. Otherwise, what was I going to say? You know, regular orders, like Amazon comes over pre-scheduled. Everything's going to be drop-off or threshold. But for the most part, we're going to be dropping stuff off wherever we can. And, you know, if they ask, it's because we are trying to be as contactless as possible until this pandemic has passed.
Do you know when it's going to pass?
I wish. If I did, I'd be more powerful than the president.
I do know. I thought they had written something up or released something saying the city or state was opening back up. So
yeah, I mean, we're going to a partial reopen.
Okay.
So on tomorrow at 5 p.m., retail stores will be allowed to open up to 50% capacity. So they were talking about all the stores that have been closed due to COVID are allowed to open, but they can only have 50% of the normal capacity in the store. And then we still, you know, they have to make sure that they have 6 feet of distance, et cetera, et cetera. And there's still no hair salons. There's still no gatherings that are not work-related over 10 people. so no parties. But basically, you know, things are going to be phased back into normal, depending on how it goes after they start reopening stuff.
So when we get back to the center, are we going to be sitting close to one another, or are they going to give us a...
Well, I imagine they're going to phase us back into working in the center.
Mm-hmm.
But there, whatever date we go back, they're going to give us at least 2 weeks' notice of that
but
date.
But I'm saying, will we be sitting next to each other? That's
I don't
not...
see how they would spread us out. I mean, it's going to have to be after the restrictions are completely lifted.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
gotcha. Okay.
Some agents, they might allow to keep on working from home if they've done a good job working from home, too, if that's something that's better for them. Like, I think Brittany might do better working at home because she has better stats since she got home. And I think maybe it's a lack of distraction. Also, her calls are shorter because she can't just look over and ask me something. She has to figure it out for herself, and I think it's given her more confidence in dealing with the situations. But Leslie won't be back.
Leslie, do I know her?
She was the one that sounded like she fell off a pumpkin truck on our team. Like, hi, I'm Leslie. I think she sat. She sat on the other side of Chastity. And you sat on the opposite side.
Oh, short girl with the black hair.
Yeah, the one that you said. Somebody said looked like a younger version of Dee. But
she
I guess so. She got put on BMI and decided nope. So right now we're down to 7 people on the team.
Really?
Yep. There
How
was
many
9.
Were there?
At one point I had 10, but you know, people quit, especially the younger folks. Kira quit, Janitha no call no showed. And then Leslie. So it's you, Marvin, LaBrasia, who's an at-home agent always, Chastity, Brittany, and Diana. And Diamond White, who you haven't met because she was a brand new agent. But
I
don't think she'll be with us very long because she's looking at getting recruited onto the Birmingham Police Force.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Oh, so.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
Well, you stuck with me for a while.
I'm fine with that.
At least until I get my degree.
Yeah, see, I can't deal with school and working kids. Can't do it.
I don't have anybody but me.
See, when it was just me, I literally was going to school when I got pregnant with my son. And I had to drop out because I was in mortuary school. And
really?
The last year of mortuary school, you're around a bunch of chemicals you should not be pregnant around. So... Yeah, I'm kind of glad I got out. I was under the impression that I couldn't have kids. So I was like, might as well be a mortician because I'm dead inside.
Oh, that wasn't nice.
No, but then I got pregnant and started crying about everything. I was like, I probably can't handle being a mortician
because
I only wanted to do the embalming part. I didn't want to do the – I wanted to prep the body for viewing. I did not want to sell caskets. And apparently that's a big part of the job, so – But yeah, I just wanted to stop in and say you're doing awesome thus far. Let me check your attendance for this week, and then not attendance, your QA for this week, and then I'll get out of your hair.
No problem. I'm just going downstairs to eat lunch.
Well, you were off yesterday. No, you were off Monday.
No, I was off Monday. I had a major issue with my son yesterday, so I didn't start until 11.
Okay,
but I was going to make it up on Thursday.
The only bad QA I see, I'm sure that if you send a message and ask are there calls in queue, mm-hmm. there's plenty of ADOL stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so the only QA that I see taken off, mm-hmm. it says that you rescheduled a delivery instead of schedule. Now, we have to choose a reschedule as the mm-hmm. disposition for changing it already existing date. It's only first-time schedules that are... going to be related to going to be using the customer confirmation call.
I have to remember that.
Oh, I'm going to pull it and listen to it. And if I can dispute it, I will.
Okay.
I would imagine that if they put it on there that the customer says that they're rescheduling, but I'll also pull the order and see if it was a first time schedule.
Okay.
All right. Well, you enjoy your lunch and
I will
keep on keeping on.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to tell your husband I said hi and wish him well.
I will too. He's doing fine right now.
Okay.
All right. I'll you take care.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.